10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
Our consumer choices are important to all of us, and they can come up many times during an average week or maybe even a day. And choices are important, really important, when it comes to our health and well-being. Yes, where do you go to do your health and well-being homework? Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can always stream our show live on the web at aginginforadio.com. Well, the seniors, boomers, and even the younger generations, we're all very computer literate these days, smart and savvy people. And we all know the World Wide Web gives us a lot of information. And then again, many of us still love to read print and interesting articles and do our research on newspapers and magazines. And today I have a couple of expert guests joining me. My first guest is Skip Weiss. He is the publisher of Chicago Health Magazine. Yes, an actual magazine. And, of course, they have a website that is also full of a lot of information at chicagohealthonline.com. Well, welcome, Skip, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
Your magazine, I am an advocate. It is a great magazine. You know, a lot of magazines are heavy advertorial, and yours is educational. It's accessible to the average reader. You know, we're talking in layman's terms, a lot of different articles, and even online, all of your articles and education that's provided. But your magazine, Chicago Health, just came out with the summer edition. You come out twice a year, right?
Correct.
And let's talk a little bit about how Chicago Health Magazine is different and what you do, that you bring so much to all the places which we're going to talk about, where people can also find them a little bit later. But let's talk about your magazine. What makes you so different?
Well, there's really nothing like it in the city right now. There's a dearth of quality health information in print. And where is print of value? We distribute the magazine substantially in physician offices, health clubs, clinics for physical therapy, rehab, cancer treatment. And people are sitting in the waiting room and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great place for us. And they're consuming health services. So we know that we have a health-interested audience for every issue. There's some residential circulation, but most of it is in those places. And we're supplying information really in an effort to augment health literacy. Very few of us speak and really understand the health language outside mm-hmm. of the profession. And one of our missions is to provide that kind of literacy if and when you need it, when you have a challenging diagnosis and you need information. Where do you go to? Of course, you can go to a doctor, but if you're doing your own research, you'll certainly start on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find on the internet can be valuable. It can be misleading. You never really know what the sources are unless you go to a Mayo Clinic site or a Cleveland Clinic site or places like that. And our stories are sourced primarily with voices from top physicians in the Chicago metropolitan area, from all over the area, city and suburbs. There are patient stories, so there's real testimonial anecdotes. And so it's real credible information, and we cover the waterfront on subject matter.
You know, I think it's so great, like you said, who wrote it? I mean, that is so important when you're reading, especially on the internet, because there's so much information available. And I always say, consider the source, who is the source. So let's talk about the kind of articles that are in your magazine. And are they, after they're in your magazine, are they also provided at chicagohealthonline.com?
I'll answer your second question first. Yes.
Okay.
all of the material, once it's published, finds its way onto our website. And in between prints, we only come out in July and January. Every 2 weeks, we have an e-newsletter that people can for free sign up for. And there's two fresh articles every 2 weeks that are sent out to that e-newsletter list. And the stories take them to the website, and it reminds them that the website is there for when they need it down the road. But the story content covers everything from lifestyle, family health concerns, new ways to access care, advances in therapies, advances in technology, the way you get your information. My brother used to wear a wristband that had his health medical records, which was important because he was a biker, a bicycle biker.
Okay.
And he wanted to make sure that if he was in an accident, his medical records were right there on his wrist. A couple of weeks ago, I had a really interesting opportunity to see the first ATM machine for prescription drugs that Mercy Hospital in Chicago had opened up. It's the only one in the state of Illinois. And it's another example that we try to get out to the world about new ways to care is being delivered, new ways that people have access to whatever it is, whether it's prescription drugs or the actual delivery of care. So it covers all sorts of areas like that and specialties such as orthopedics, cardio, cancer. Some of the more popular stories online, particularly with younger families, revolve around concussions.
Mm-hmm.
The concussion stories have been among the top two or three for about 2 years running now. And another one, which surprises me still, is the subject of concierge medicine, which still has a small following, but there's obviously a lot of people very interested in it. And with the changes in healthcare now, people are looking at it more closely.
Yeah, I'm just so stunned by what you said about an ATM machine dispensing pharmaceuticals, because there's so much abuse in that area. And, you know, even the rogue websites that go up every day, I think there's like 10,000 a day that are going up to provide. So I'm sure that'll all be worked through, hopefully.
Yeah, it appears as though that they've got the kinks worked out and that it's a real deliverable product. And they'll be opening up a second one sometime soon down the road. But it's just another example of how the world is evolving and providing us with different ways to get what we need to keep ourselves healthy.
Now, on your cover this this July, it says diagnosis.
Yes, diagnosis cancer.
Yes, the big C. I'm sure that's the featured article for this edition.
There's actually now two featured articles, both under the umbrella of cancer. We started with an initial cover story on cancer research and where is the money going and why does it seem that progress is so slow.
And that's where Dr. Nishimura will come in.
Exactly. And it's a fascinating story, and it probably opens up more questions than it answers. But it's a big world, this world of cancer research, very complicated, and it's a fascinating read. And during the process of doing this issue, my managing editor, David Himmel, ended up contracting a form of skin cancer and had to have surgery on his face. And so the second story is David's journey from start to finish, and a very personal story, and I think the readers will find it fascinating.
Plus, it really hits home. I mean, the number of people diagnosed with skin cancer just continues to escalate. It's not going away. And, I mean, people really need to also know that whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall in Chicago, you are exposed to those rays. It doesn't just mean in summertime. So always wear sunscreen.
Yeah, protection is important.
Well, your articles, what other articles are in here in this edition?
Besides the two cancer stories, we've got a fascinating story on brain games. Are they effective? Are they not effective in improving memory? I won't answer the question. I'll ask the readers to read the story. It's a really great read. Another story on listening to your heart.
Important.
The signs of that you feel, not to ignore, to remember that we're not invincible and that we need to pay attention.
When the body speaks, listen is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just opened the book and it says chronic pain should not necessitate chronic drug use. That sounds like a really great article. All with Chicago Health Magazine. Their website is chicagohealthonline.com. I'm here with Skip Weiss, the publisher. We have so much more to come here in the show today, and I'm really excited. We are going to talk to a doctor about cancer research and where that's all going right here coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and I'm here with Skip Weiss. He is the publisher of Chicago Health Magazine, an actual magazine. And I say that because so many of them have gone online. And you can also go to Chicago Health Online and basically see this month's new edition. Comes out in July, and you said January, so twice a year. Now, who is your reader, Skip? Who would you say? Because you've talked about, you know, everything from very young, you know, 9 to 99.
Well, the spectrum is young to old. The likelihood of people who will consume these services are people probably more 40 and older.
Mm-hmm.
But families, and it's important for them to have access to this information because for a couple, they're concerned about their own health as well as the health of their children. So we do cover everything from pediatrics up to geriatric issues. We cover more for people who are north of 40 mm-hmm. because that's the time in which we begin needing more health services. And see doctors more often.
I like what you just said, north of.
Right.
Yeah, north of 40. Yeah, this magazine is so beautiful and so well put together. And it's so great to know that if you are reading it in a doctor's office, which we're going to talk about distribution in a minute, but if you see a great article, you don't have to tear it out or take the magazine with you. You can leave it for other readers because that information is online at
right.
ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
So it's in two forms on our website. Each The magazine itself is available in a flip book version.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually go online, hit a tab, and you will find each issue. And you can, on your laptop or your desktop, turn the pages and read each story. The other way that it's available is in more of a tabular form. If you're interested in cancer stories, you can do a search or look for a tab that says cancer, click on it, and you'll see all the stories that are relevant to that search term. So if you want a quick search, you can find the information that way. If you want to read the full magazine at your leisure, we have the flip book version. And people can subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is contact us either through the website or to call us. And 1 year subscriptions are available for, I think it's $7.90, and that's for the two issues in July and January.
That's so great. Now, if they, where do you distribute to? I know you said doctor's offices, but that's a pretty broad.
So throughout the metropolitan area, right now we've got distribution within approximately 2,300 physician offices, about 300 health clubs, about 100 surgery centers, and lots of clinics for rehab, physical therapy. We're in about 200 continuing care retirement communities, lots of places where there's a lot of waiting areas, common areas, and the magazines are sitting there waiting to be read.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading this edition. I just opened a page and it says, Staying a Step Ahead, Flimsy Flip-Flops. And you know, the problems that they can prevent. I don't think they're so good for people's feet.
They're not. I think you need a definite arch.
Yeah, you definitely need support there. And so now we're going to go into the featured article with a doctor coming up soon. And you talk about cancer, but this has also affected you, Skip, personally, hasn't it?
It has. My brother, who passed away about a year ago, 2 years before, was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. It was a complete surprise. There was no family history of the sort. And at that time, he was 56 years old. And just we all look at each other and say, that's much too young. And how does this happen? He had his tumor removed. My brother and sister-in-law live in the Los Angeles area, and he had wonderful care at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, had a terrific surgeon that removed the tumor, except a piece the size, he said, of a dime, which he thought was significant. And fortunately, JD was enrolled into a clinical trial to try to help eradicate the rest of the tumor. Most people who get stage 4 brain cancer don't last more than 6 months, even with successful surgery. And so he was admitted into this clinical study that actually was being spearheaded out of Northwestern here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Cedars-Sinai was one of the sites around the country that was admitting candidates to study. And it included two different drugs. I think Avastin was one. I think that's the drip. And there was another one that was an oral medication that he had to take every day. And it was amazing what it did for him. The tumor began to vanish monthly. Every time he would go in for an MRI, it would be half the size that it was. He resumed a normal life. He was a mediator in Los Angeles. He continued his work. He continued his working out and continued his life as normal, all the time taking his drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that he wasn't quite out of the woods. But this went on for about 14 months, which was well beyond what anybody had expected. Unfortunately, after the 14 months, the cancer came back, and he had to be removed from that clinical trial, and they tried to give him some other things that might work, but it didn't. And unfortunately, after another 6 months, he passed away. But the impact, I'm sure, was tremendous for the research and the researchers, because I'm sure that J.D. was probably like others in that he lasted a lot longer than others, and they must have found something in his experience that will allow them to answer some questions and go on to some other theories and try to find some better therapies. One of the interesting things that we found in this cover story is that this is not a one answer to the question, is that there are so many varieties of this. And so with the numerous varieties, there's numerous therapies. And it's so difficult to put your arms around any one thing that is going to be the panacea for all of it.
So with the research that's going on, at least I know cancer is on the rise in many different types of cancer, but at least the research is allowing people to, one, live beyond what was, you know, assumed, say, a decade or two ago. But it's actually, there's new things that are coming out where it's not always the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I'm sure Dr. Nishimura can speak to this better than I. I look at some statistics. He's certainly much more of an expert than me on this. But one of the things that I found was that after the National Cancer Act was signed in 1971, in 1990-1991, as Americans, we hit the greatest number of cancer deaths. Since that time, cancer deaths have dropped by 20%, which is
great news.
Significant. And it's happened because we've been able to develop therapies that have helped people. You're talking about 1,200,000 lives over that period that have been saved, and that is significant. And the message seems to be that as we continue to plow money into the right research, that we will make further headway. Mm-hmm. It's not that we're not making headway. We are making headway, but it's not one of those things where you find the right answer, you move the light switch and you're done. But there's been a lot of progress that has been made, and we speak about that to a great extent in this story.
Well, the funding, I mean, just the funding for research to continue to, you know, move forward and expand and really to take clinical trials and, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do better next time or for even the patient in the clinical trial, all that stuff. I mean, it's sad to say, but it does come down to money.
It does. And the government is the largest funder.
Mm-hmm. We could stop right there when you just said the word the government. This is Aging Info Radio. I have Dr. Nishimura coming up to talk about cancer research and the funding. And this is going to be a very interesting conversation coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at aginginforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido Deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burr Ridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burr Ridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com, Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, you can't recycle wasted time. We are talking about Chicago Health Magazine today, and the feature article for the July edition is on cancer and cancer research. I have Dr. Nishimura from Loyola University Medical Center here with me. Hello, Dr. Nishimura, and welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. You're a world of information. And tell us a little bit about what you actually do at Loyola University Medical Center.
So I'm a professor in the Department of Surgery, and I also am a program leader in the Cardinal Bernardine Cancer Center. I run the immunology program with the goal of trying to develop new therapeutics, immune therapeutics for cancer patients.
So what are your general thoughts, like, for everyone listening, like, on the state of cancer research, say, nationwide right now?
Oh, this is a very, very exciting time for those of us that do cancer. There's been a lot of important discoveries and breakthroughs, not only in basic science, but in clinical medicine, and patients are doing better now because of that.
So you just keep researching, keep finding out new possibilities in all different areas.
Oh, absolutely. In my field, immunology, there have been several new drugs approved by the FDA for treating patients in the last few years, and we anticipate new ones coming all the time.
Now, when you say immunology, that's actually one of the areas, like, the immune system is greatly impacted through a lot of cancer treatments, correct?
Yeah, many of them. That's correct.
Now, you see this with your research, and that's where all these new programs are coming about, right?
Well, for many, I mean, as I said, it's a very exciting time, especially for immunologists, because there were two drugs approved a few years ago. There's another one that we think will be approved sometime this year, which all benefits melanoma particularly, and other, and there, many of them are immune, right, are immune-mediated. So we're very excited right now.
Yeah, I would think right there in the forefront of it all and seeing that you are impacting lives, especially when, you know, you hear someone has cancer. Now, there's a terminology, bench to bedside. What does that mean?
So it's what we do in the laboratory, what we discover in the laboratory, applying it to patients. So taking basic discoveries that we have in the research labs and making them into therapeutics for that can benefit people.
Now, what I've learned about cancer research is the biggest area, the biggest, I would say, gray area or decline is in the area of funding. I mean, you must see this as well.
Yeah, it's very challenging these days for every area of research in terms of funding. Funding is getting much, much more difficult to obtain.
Well, what is the short and, say, long-term implications with this funding being cut? I mean, everything was kind of moving up, or at least the numbers of people that are terminal with cancer have gone down. So what does that do?
Right. So a lot of the new drugs we have right now benefited from the time 10, 15, 20 years ago when the NIH budget doubled. So what will happen short term is there, like trials like my own, there's less funding to support them. But long term, it'll cut the new discoveries that would lead to therapeutics that would be out there 10, 15, 20 years from now. It's going to impact on the future.
So what you're doing now impacts 10, 20, 30 years out.
So the clinical trial we have running today, we started this work back in the late 80s and early 90s, and it's only been within the last few years that we've been able to raise the funding and get all the regulatory approvals in place so that we can use it in patients.
And with the funding, is it that all of these different types of, say, like the American Cancer Society or all the other institutions are just tightening their purse strings? Is that what it is?
It's everybody. So the federal government doesn't have the money. They're worried about the deficits in Congress, so they don't the impacts on funding. When the economy's bad, there's fewer people donating money to private organizations like the American Cancer Society, so they have less resources to distribute. And it's a snowball effect.
You know, it's so hard, I think, Dr. Nishimura, to look at where we've come. And I'm sure you as a researcher definitely sees this because we're always kind of looking, well, what's missing or what's not there, instead of really taking a moment, take a breath and say, wow, look where we've come. I mean, do you see this in the research department?
Oh, yeah, because we are always looking to improve what we do. We're never satisfied with the responses that we get in patients. When a patient does well, we want to have it long term. We want it better. So we're always looking to the future and to develop therapies for those patients that, you know, like I work on melanoma. There's a vast number of other kinds of cancers that need a similar kind of attention.
And that's where immunotherapy trials and all that's coming in, which we're going to talk about coming up next. You want to stay right here. We're going to find out about a very interesting program, especially with skin cancer on the rise, all right here with Dr. Nishimura on Aging Info Radio. Coming up next.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, we are talking about Chicago Health Magazine today. The feature article for their July edition is on cancer, cancer diagnosis, and cancer research. And I have Dr. Nishimura here with me. He is from Loyola University Medical Center. And how exciting to be right on the forefront of all these all the research, and Loyola does offer clinical trials, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our cancer center is very active in offering patients options other than the standard therapies that are approved by the FDA. When a patient has no other, doesn't do well with a standard therapy, there's always options, and clinical trials is where we try to help steer these patients to make them better.
So if someone is interested in a clinical trial, do they go to loyolamedicine.org, your website?
Or go to the Cardinal Bernardino Cancer Center website. Patients these days are very, very savvy. They go through the Internet. They know through the clinicaltrials.gov government website what's out there, what's in the region. And I get phone calls and emails from around the country and some international because they see these things on the web. So.
Yes, aren't we smart and savvy? That's exactly what I said earlier in my show. Now, you are researching, it's called immunotherapy.
Yes.
That's the program, right?
The
therapeutics.
So I run it's a program in the cancer center. Cancer centers have different programs in them, and the one that I lead is an immunotherapy program where there are multiple investigators that are working on developing new therapeutics that are immune-based, all for the benefit of cancer patients.
And let's talk about that program. Tell us more.
Well, so my own personal lab, we mostly work on melanoma. We have a liver cancer project also that we're working on, but the one that we have that we are treating patients with right now is it's a gene therapy approach for making the patient's immune system work better and to target their cancer. And that's what I work on. There's others that work on improving the quality of the immune response or activating the immune response. So we have a network of scientists in the program that all work together and collaborate to try and make the therapeutics better for cancer patients.
Yeah, I always talk about the immune system because you see somebody go through chemo or radiation and they're just worn down. I mean, it's just really hard on people, and that's a lot of that is related, I would believe, to your immune system.
Some of it is, but yeah, the immune system is different than conventional therapy. So a conventional therapy, which would be chemotherapy or something like that, is a fairly short acting. You give the drug and it's in your system for a short period of time. The approach with the immune system is it's a long-term solution. So the immune system has what we call memory. So like when you're young and you're vaccinated, your immune system remembers that you've seen those things. And then when you get sick with the same disease later, it activates and works better. For us with cancer, we try to make the cells and the agents that we use have memory, if you will, so that they stick around for a long period of time. And you have the potential benefit not only immediately, but 6 months, a year, maybe farther down the road.
Yeah, I mean, this is so great that you're researching this. And I'm wondering, too, of course, the funding's been cut, and that means, you know, less people doing or more people doing more work. But, I mean, despite that those dollars are, you know, becoming more limited, I mean, will it continue on? I mean, do you see that it will still be, the research will still go on, just maybe not at the greatest level that you would like?
Well, research will continue. It just will not be as broad, and it will not be as, there won't be as many things that we learn, obviously, because there's there are less people doing it, and you can only do so much with a limited resources. It will go on. It just won't go on at the pace that it's gone on for the last decade or two.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, just in general, people are learning. We're all learning. Even if you're, you know, on the side that you're on where you're researching it, and even as a consumer, you know, doing your homework, finding out. I mean, there's so much available. You must hear this too.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And as I said earlier, a lot of this is the direct result of when the NIH budget was doubled several decade or so ago. And you'll see cancer patients actually are doing better than they did 10, 15 years ago. And a lot of it is because of the discoveries that were primed back when the NIH budget was doubled or the NCI budget was doubled. There was more out there for us to work with. We were able to do more clinical trials and do more investigation, and it's paying off now.
Yeah, and with you right there in the research, I just have to ask you, do you think that we'll live long enough? You're probably a boomer right along there with me. Will we live long enough to see an actual cure for cancer? What do you think?
We already have cures for cancer. There are many patients that are cured of their disease. What you're asking is, will we increase the numbers? And I think that's absolutely true. I think that there are new drugs all the time coming out there which are extending the lifespan of cancer patients, and many of them are actually being cured. And so I think that the answer is yes. It's a very exciting time in cancer research right now because we've made so much progress, and I think we're going to make so much more over the next decade or so if we have the resources and the opportunity.
So what you're saying is we have a cure for some, but we need cures for all.
Absolutely. There are many cancers that were immediately a death sentence, and it was a quick death sentence, mm-hmm. 6 months, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, some of the advanced colon cancers. Many of these patients are doing pretty well, and they're living much, much longer, and in some cases, there are a few out there that have been cured. We're doing much better with melanoma and skin cancer, the lymphomas. There's many of these cancers that many of the patients are doing much, much better than they used to.
Well, you keep up the wonderful work, Dr. Nishimura, and thank you for being on Aging Info Radio today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
We're going to get back to Skip Weiss and Chicago Health Magazine coming up next.
Do you run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today, turn your clock back tomorrow.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites, Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
who says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susa Wacky, your host, and we've been talking about Chicago Health Magazine today. It is, the new edition is out, the July edition, and I'm here with Skip Weiss. He is the publisher. We've talked about cancer and the cancer research and all the great things in the magazine. And Skip, you know as well as I do, doing a health magazine, the value of, you know, good health and research. But what are your words of wisdom for the day regarding, say, your magazine?
I suppose that the message that we try to give to everybody is to be in a position to advocate for yourself. Be prepared to make some important decisions if it's a health-related issue. And in our case, of course, we're directing our content towards health. The more you can be prepared, the more you can advocate for your best health. And if we can all be in that place, we'll make the smartest decisions.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being on Aging Info Radio. And his website, Skip's Chicago Health Magazine website, is chicagohealthonline.com. Thank you so much, Skip. Well, you want to save the date in August, this month, August 26th and 27th, for the Senior Lifestyle Expo. It is to chart the course and set sail on Tuesday and Wednesday, August 26th and 27th, at Drury Lane in Oak Brook from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The event will have a health and wellness program, a lot of programs there, seminars, exhibitors, entertainment on the Lido deck, and all at Drury Lane in Oak Brook, August 26th and 27th. And my paws pooch this week is Sean. He is a one-year-old male Yorkie mix. He is known as the life of the party. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Sean is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy, that is Sean. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And if you own a pet or you're considering getting a pet, do get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it very easy. Go to our website, click on the Healthy Paws Insurance logo. It has, they offer unlimited benefits. Yes, unlimited, no caps on any medical costs, which this is very rarely offered with these competitive rates, all at aginginforadio.com. And if you go through us, you'll receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy. And we also help with any resources or referrals in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry. Never feel you are alone. We can definitely refer you, or at least get you going in the right direction. Call us at 866-560-3965. You can also email us at info@aginginforadio.com. All of our shows end up on podcast on our website. You can listen to them, and all of our guests, all their information is listed there, their websites and contact information. And a big thank you to Dr. Nishimura and Skip Weiss today for being on my show, and all of that will be at aginginforadio.com. I am Susa Wacky, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.